Welcome to the Hercules Performance and Physical Therapy Podcast. Today's a really special episode because we got two awesome medical practitioners in Vero Beach here. We got Dr. Brittany Hughes with Riverside Chiropractic.
Hello.
She's a chiropractic physician. And then we got Dr. Jessica Olavarria. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right? Finally, yay. We'll get better over time here. She is a certified family nurse practitioner and runs her healing, hydration, and wellness again in Vero Beach. So today we're going to be going back and forth on a really cool topic, neuropathy, which you guys have developed a protocol for.
Definitely.
And Brittany, can you start off, Dr. Brittany, can you run start off with what is neuropathy?
So neuropathy, it can come in a bunch of different types and forms. You can have upper extremity or you can have lower extremity. The most common is the lower extremity. And there's many causes that could lead to neuropathy, but the most prominent, about 80% of all diagnosed neuropathies are idiopathic, which means they don't even know where it came from. And it's basically numbness and tingling in the lower extremity. Most of the times when you're walking, you can't really tell where your feet are and you start to stumble. So you lose balance and coordination. Like there's so much that goes into it and the medical field just has no idea what even causes it for the most part. So there's a rabbit hole you could go down just looking at just plain neuropathy. So our goal is to, with a thorough history, with, you know, all lab testing, everything that we need to do to get exactly what's going on, try to treat the whole neuropathy with this giant protocol that we have put together and hopefully decrease your symptoms to where you now have balance and coordination. You're not worried about falling because most people, when they have neuropathy, they're in the elderly population, right? The geriatrics. And so they already have that balance and coordination issue going on. We don't need to add that on top. So
neuropathy has a few different things that might be precursors to it, like diabetes. Yes. Is there anything else you guys have found?
Maybe
passing on over.
Diabetes, chemotherapy is a big one. Chemotherapy patients, and that doesn't just affect the geriatric patients. That affects all of them. Infections, autoimmune trauma is a big one. A lot of cord compression patients or compression and fracture patients end up with it just because of the physicality of it, toxins, and then some are just inherited. Those are just some that they found inherited or much less, but mostly in this area, what I'm finding is autoimmune disorders and chemotherapy patients.
Yeah. So an autoimmune, like Hashimoto, stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can eventually lead to that. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you don't have your Hashimoto's under control, all of this, most of them, except for probably the chemotherapy, can be prevented or preventative, can be prevented like the diabetes. Mm-hmm. Autoimmune can't be necessarily prevented, but can be managed if the symptoms are managed. But a lot of times that's the first thing that people who don't know that they have diabetes, who don't pay attention to the precursors like the thirst, the polyuria, polydipsia, those kind of things, have the peripheral neuropathy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, what is this about?
Yeah.
And then it opens up a whole floodgate of medical issues that we can manage.
Yeah.
So you guys already started to go into how it affects your patients a little bit, but let's list off maybe your top three, one to three things that you see in patients with neuropathy in terms of function. Like what are the things they notice?
So I'm actually treating somebody right now with neuropathy and we are going through, we are going through the whole protocol step by step and I'm documenting everything to try to see her progress and everything. But when she first came in, the number one thing she said is, I cannot feel my toes. When I lay down in bed at night, my toes feel like they're frozen, like they're just non-existent. And then she's like, when I get up in the morning, they're still frozen, non-existent. So those
like
nerves,
cold?
Yeah.
Like it feels cold.
Exactly. Yeah. And so she just can't feel them. And when she's walking, if you can't feel your toes when you're walking, that's the whole point. Like the whole part of your gait is toe off. And if you can't feel that, then your whole gait's messed up.
So that's funny you bring that up. I actually been working with a patient. He's an older decathlon athlete.
Yeah.
And he's got neuropathy of the feet, and it's funny because he's not falling over. Right? He's a very athletic person, but it affects his way to feel the ground. And over time, he's lost his ability to be really bouncy and springy, as I like to say. He's lost some of his power, which you need to be able to sprint and run and all the jump, throw a javelin, all that fun stuff. So for him, it's at a higher level he's having difficulty with, but just his ability not to feel the ground affects his ability to play his sport and do his recreation as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, back to you, Jess.
Okay. So I found a lot of what you said, my patients, if it's lower peripherals, lower is the most common, but for me, when patients come in, a lot of them have had problems with their typing at their jobs, you know, and after we ruled out carpal tunnel and whatnot, but after they can't feel it, they used to be needlepoint people and they can't feel it anymore. The dexterity of the hand are a lot that that I see with that. And then also number one thing is pain. Mm-hmm. It's not eventually it becomes numb eventually, but that's not what we want, right? That means we've lost all feeling and eventually motor function, but it's pain. They have these sharp shooting pains that come down their legs and they can't, Tylenol, ibuprofen, none of it works. Pain medication, sometimes they're on gabapentin and other medications, but it's not working for them. And gabapentin has a lot of side effects too. So
have you guys found or know of the best way to actually test out if you have neuropathy? Is it different nerve testing, stuff like that? Like, how does a patient who thinks they have this, where would they go? What would be the first thing the doc might do?
You can go and get I think it's called an, it's not an EMT study. It's a electro.
EMG
study. Mm-hmm. I got the wrong one. An EMG study. You can go and have that done, but mostly it's a clinical diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the EMG study is maybe more for insurance documentation, but it's mostly a clinical diagnosis that providers, after we've ruled out the other stuff, we go, okay, it's peripheral neuropathy.
It's funny because that's something I see with patients all the time where they come in and they have all these different things and like, I can't balance and all this. And you start doing some like just basic tests, like light touch testing, right. Dermatones, like right, stuff right. you learn in school, right? And you start like, you don't necessarily go, you have diabetic neuropathy or something, but
diabetic,
like.
The different kinds of neuropathy, trauma versus autoimmune or whatever, but overall neuropathy, you can pretty much do clinically.
And I, just say like, hey, you should go see your doc. You might have these signs and symptoms consistent with neuropathy, right? Yeah. But it's prevalent, even people who don't really have some of those bigger symptoms.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the lady that I'm working with right now, she has never had blood work done. She's never had the EMG. She has never had the NCS, which is the nerve conduction test. And then she's also not done the urine test. So there's been no clinical diagnosis of neuropathy, but it's textbook. Like everything that you read online, if you Google neuropathy, she has XYZ. So, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Right. Yeah,
it's probably a duck.
That's most diagnoses most part, other than the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone through a little bit about what neuropathy is. How does it affect the patients, right? Functionally, we have some balance deficits. We have, fine motor at times. There's a bunch of stuff that goes on there. But patient figures out they have this. Mm-hmm. They know they want to correct it. You guys have this really cool protocol that you guys are doing now. Can you each give me a little bit about what your side of it is?
Yeah, so basically I have four stations that I hit. So I went in and I was doing so much research on this. It took me probably close to a year to finally develop this completely. I wanted to make sure that I was queuing in everything that had an even slightest chance of being successful. The number one thing with neuropathy is if you go to these, like some doctors who are huge in neuropathy, they will get your symptoms to go away. But once you stop the treatment, it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And so my biggest thing is I'm not good at referring patients to do things if I don't know it's going to work for them. So I'm running a trial right now to make sure that what I'm doing is working. And if at the end of it, if the symptoms start to come back, we'll change it up a little bit. But as of right now, this is the best research that I could possibly find after a year of completely diving into it. So basically what I start out with is I have the Normatec compression pants. It's a dynamic air compression and it basically enhances your recovery time. So it's going to compress, it increases circulation, all kinds of stuff going on there.
The Hercules crowd knows the Normatec
exactly.
very well.
Exactly, yeah, Normatec is phenomenal stuff. So we do that for 30 minutes, but while you're also in the Normatec, I have these Hidal muscle microcurrent pads that go on the bottom of the feet. So I stick those down into the toes of the Normatec pants, and when they start to compress, I'll start to turn them up. So not only are you getting the compression, you're getting the stimulation of the microcurrent. So that's also gonna help wake up the nerves. And then after that, we sit you down in a chair. I have a foot reflexology machine that we sit your feet down into. It's phenomenal. It kind of, mimics acupuncture and it helps stimulate all those important parts in the foot. And this machine
is needles in the foot?
No, it's like, it's just pressure points.
Got it.
Yeah. So basically what it does is it hits the exact pressure points that you need for the nerves in the foot to wake up. So it's a neuropathy specific foot reflexology machine. And then as we're doing that, we hit it with the cold laser, which is going to enhance, your mitochondria inside the cells, which is going to wake up the cell or the nerves again. So this is all about waking them up, getting them to respond. And hopefully, after that, that's probably about 45 minutes worth of treatment. That is what I believe is going to be our gold star. And then we also tied in with Jess here and she is going to be helping us out phenomenally with what she has.
So what you're doing is pretty perfect because we're going to be stimulating those nerves from your end, and then we're going to use intravenous glutathione on my end. And glutathione is a powerful antioxidant. What peripheral neuropathy is, what we talked about, is that it's the ends of the nerves like dying off for whatever reason. So that can cause pain. When something dies, it causes pain. So glutathione is an antioxidant that'll go help with all of those free radicals. It improves neurogeneration in the nerves, and then also nerve.
What function. Is neurogeneration?
It like regrowing, regeneration. Yeah.
Yep. Just for the crowd.
Oh,
here.
sorry. And improve nerve function, yeah. Because when things start to kind of come alive again, and we might not be able to get you all the way back to normal, but there's a lot of things that we can do, and you know, together to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Doing physicality and then working on the inside. It improves the neurologic pathways. It helps prevent further oxidative stress. If it's diabetic neuropathy, sugar gets on the ends of your little nerve and chews them up and kills them. And mm-hmm. So it'll help when you get your diabetes under control. The glutathione will help improve that kind of grow some feeling back into it. Like I said, we might not get all the way there, but glutathione will enhance any pain medication that you're taking. It potentiates that, meaning it enhances that, makes it work better. Glutathione isn't for everybody. Can I go into that?
No.
It's not for everybody. Some people have had sulfa allergies, can't handle it. And some people that have had don't have a great response to it. So we have another infusion that we can do in place of it with alpha lipoic acid. We can talk about that another time. But glutathione is really the best bet. It's the cheapest option in conjunction with what Dr. Brittany has going on. I think that's going to get us all the way around.
So I'm coming in and I need this procedure. What does this look like? I come in, I have an appointment with you, Jessica. We're doing this neuropathy protocol. What is it that I'm doing when I'm there with you?
Well, after we've done, you're right. Thank you. After we've done the...
Sharon is caring.
Right, it is. After we've done the physical exam, if we had to get some labs, if we don't know the cause of it, I of course, I want to rule out like diabetic neuropathy, right? We need to get that under control because if those are out of, sugars are still high, we've done nothing.
Root cause isn't fixed.
Right, we got to get to the root cause. You come in, and this can actually be done in conjunction and during Dr. Brittany's treatments. If it's about a 45-minute infusion, so we can take the IV pole between stations. At one point, they're laying flat. At any other point, we'll be able to put their arm out. But you come in, we do a medical history. After we got all that done, we use sterile technique and insert an IV, a small IV.
And she's a good stick.
A small IV into your vein, and glutathione along with a little bit of vitamin C, about 5 grams of vitamin C. They work really well together. And vitamin C is healing on its own. So together with glutathione, it's a power pack. So you can we can get it done during the 45-minute session with Brittany, or if you come to my office, same sterile technique. We insert an IV into your arm, play some nice music, and you lay back and relax and let it do the work.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys both have combined to create this ultimate solution for neuropathy, right? What does this length of time look like in terms of weeks, months? How often do they come to see you? Give me like a little journey if I were to come in.
Right now with my protocol, we hit it hard. So we're doing 3 times a week for 4 weeks. So this is a whole month process. And after that month, you should be having a pretty good standpoint. If we need to push it out a little bit further, we can, because some people have, you know, more extreme cases and it may take longer than a month. But for the general, just neuropathy patient, not the super extreme, a month should be around perfect timing for everything to start to wake back up and symptoms gone.
So what are the next steps after they've gone through this protocol here for 4 weeks? Like, what does that continued care look like? Is there continued care for this kind of?
So I'm hoping with the protocol that we developed, there is no continued care.
Sure.
Like, go live your life, enjoy everything about it. Go walk on the beach, feel the sand between your toes for the first time, right? You know, so it's huge. And I'm hoping, you know, we're doing the trial right now, but eventually we will know in about 6 weeks if we need to do like a booster every once in a while. You know, I could definitely see going to get the IV every like couple of months just to keep the glutathione going through the body, because glutathione in general is just amazing. And so
many uses.
Exactly. It just helps so many things. So maybe that might be a continuation every couple of months, just go get that as a preventative type thing. But as for the protocol that I developed, I'm dead set on it being a month and we are good to go.
For me, it may take a little bit longer. Glutathione is wonderful depending on the severity of the disease. But what's really going to be important on our end on healing, hydration, and wellness is getting to the root cause of the issue. If it's chemotherapy, not a whole lot we can do about that. Let's ease some of your pain until you get off of chemotherapy, and then we can work through another treatment plan. If it's diabetes, let's get it under control. If it's compression or cord, compression fracture, then let's get you, you know, somewhere where that needs to be done. But hitting the, I don't want to put a Band-Aid on this for you. Is it, it's just going to come back. So getting to the root cause, and then making a treatment plan for life from there. And then obviously coming in for glutathione infusions, it's not mandatory, but I find a lot of people feel better with them. So coming in for a little top off, maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks.
What would that be good for? You went through it a little bit, but glutathione probably means nothing to most people at this point. Oh. I know that's like a term that's thrown around, but what else can it offer beyond the neuropathy?
It does. It's for inflammation is really what it is. There we go. Right. It's for inflammation. So I'm actually, we're working on something else it's heavy in that protocol as well. It's for inflammation and oxidative stress that's in the body. The free radicals that are running around causing havoc. It just goes and gets them and escorts them out. People with sluggish liver, we can work on that. It'll take the things that are running slow in the liver and escort them out if you take them with binders, because if you don't take them with binders, you'll feel terrible. But it has tons of uses. It's good for everything. Some people even say it's anti-aging. I don't know about that, but
it's basically the new B12.
Basically, I mean, we have glutathione in our body, but as with everything, it diminishes with age. So you replace it, and it helps with. That's why they say it's anti-aging, because it's gives you the energy to come and see you or work out or change your lifestyle. So
So 4 weeks on your end, Dr. Brittany, a little longer on yours.
4 weeks with hers. We can do our protocol. I can come see you 2 times a week if you don't want to be stuck 3 times a week, and we can bump it out a little bit longer. You can just come to my office for the last half of it, or we can do it all 3 visits with her. And then after we do that, then we can top it off. It's about 12 treatments.
Awesome. Yeah. So what would be the best way to get in contact enrolled in this? Do you guys have like a call up and say, I have neuropathy kind of thing? Or how does that work with y'all?
My front desk is well rehearsed on what to do. So basically, if they just call my office, say they're interested in the neuropathy protocol, what I highly recommend is coming in and doing a consult with me first. There is no charge for the consult at all, because if I can't help you, I'm not going to charge you. What's the point in that? Like, save your money for somebody that can. So no cost for the consult. And basically, I have a intake form for specific neuropathy patients that goes over, have you ever actually been diagnosed?
Sure.
Do you have diabetes? Does diabetes run in your family? Like, I have all these questions that you have to answer. And then basically, we sit down in the exam room. I go through some orthos. We do some dermatome testing. We try to figure out everything that's going on. And then if it's something I believe that I can help you with, we're going to move forward.
Sure. Very nice.
You can contact Dr. Brittany's office as well, Riverside Chiropractic and Wellness. I work very close with her. I'm going to take her physical history that she's done and the questionnaire, and then interject my own, mesh it with my own to make sure that we're on the same page, and we'll just get started.
I'm going to throw you guys a little curveball here.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right? We're talking about neuropathy, and I always kind of preach to my people, like, hey, the best place to be is preventing in the first place. Mm-hmm. What do you think are some keys to doing that?
Healthy diet. That's hands down the cure to basically all disease. Not all, of course, but diet is the most important thing you can do to your body. What you put in is what you get out. So if you are eating like crap, you have zero energy. You go to sleep for hours and hours at a time. If you're eating healthy, your body gets natural energy and you're ready to go. All these people drinking monsters and energy drinks stuff like that, like, they're doing that for energy. Why? Because they're eating like crap and they're not getting the energy from their food. Sure. And the healthier you eat, the better your whole body feels. Your skin looks better. Your hair's better. Like, everything just goes great. That's where we get our vitamins and minerals. All these people taking all these supplements, why don't you just get it in your diet? Sure. Diet is very huge.
You took my answer. But I'm going to say another one. Movement.
Yeah. That was one I was going to touch on, right? But no, you're good. I'm glad you said it. It's nice when all the different fields come up with the same answers for this kind of stuff, right? Because then it's like confirmation, like, hey guys, like, there's some minimums here that we need to hit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Movement. The body is the most magnificent piece of machinery ever made. But it has to move. Its job is to move. It's kind of like that classic car that you only crank up every 6 months. Mm-hmm. You're going to have problems with it. But a Honda, my Honda that I drive every day, I have zero problems with it. So it's, you have to movement. You have to move. You have to love it. It wants to move. Sure. It, as much as you feel like, oh, I just want to lay. No, it doesn't. Get up and take a walk. Walk outside. That sour mood will go away. That tiredness will go away. Mm-hmm. Movement, appropriate sleep, and diet for sure. 100% diet.
I took a look at some of the like baseline standards for what is recommended in the U.S. for kind of fitness a week. And I kind of laughed because it was so little. Mm-hmm. But also in my head, I go, wow, that's amazing. Even if at these low levels, you get such a big reduction in all-cause mortality, basically risk of dying from random stuff like heart attacks and all that, very minimal, like 150 minutes a week of like low intensity to moderate exercise, which you can do with just walking, right?
Yes.
Three times a week for almost an hour, which is not a big deal a lot of times.
No.
And 2 weeks of strength training. And there's no specifications on that, right? Which is some people, that drives them crazy because they're like, there's no specifics. Like, that's awesome. That means there's low hanging fruit here that can solve a lot of these problems long term. Why wait for it to become an issue? Now, granted, there's an issue. Go to see Dr. Brittany Hughes and go see Jessica, right? And get it taken care of. But why don't we work to like stop that in the first place? It's really not that hard. Some of it's accountability.
Yeah.
Being around the right crowds. Sure. And we can go into that and it can spiral here. But at the end of the day, right? Health and wellness, nutrition and movement, like those are low hanging fruits.
Yep.
Yes. And it really, it's not just, you're not doing the walking for 45 minutes. It's only going to do one thing for you. If you walk for 45 minutes in a cut off shirt and shorts, you're getting the vitamin D that you need. You know, your body's starting to produce its own vitamin D. There's so many benefits that just, it's not just the one thing. It's not just the peripheral neuropathy. It's not just the heart. It's not just you're activating so many, body mechanisms by getting out in the sun, having the fresh air, using your eyes to see, you know, people instead of staring right at a screen. It just is amazing.
I mean, even like walking outside, right? If you walk with a group, you get that social aspect.
Right.
Well, health and wellness is so encompassing. And that's the best part is the worlds blend more often than not. It's never in isolation usually, right?
Definitely.
So, what else you guys got for neuropathy for me? Anything else?
Have we covered it?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Brittany Hughes at Riverside Chiropractic, check her out with her neuropathy protocol. And same thing with Jessica here with her neuropathy protocol.
Right.
They work very closely together. And like I said, highly recommend them if you have any concerns with your neuropathy.
Also, I'm doing a trial run right now with mine. So if you follow me on Facebook, my business page, then you will be getting all the videos that I'm taking. I did an intro video with her entire history about what she's experienced, when it started, all this other stuff. And then every Monday, I'm going to be doing a video on how she's progressing. And then at the end, we'll go through, okay, well, this is how you started. This is how you are now. And then I'm still going to follow up for the next 3 weeks just to see if it started to come back or not. So definitely check it out if it's something you're interested in.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.